Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we got a great lineup of guests for you this morning here with Montana Talks. We had Black Friday, there was Cyber Monday, the one we kind of skipped over, and today is Giving Tuesday. It's known as Giving Tuesday. So, of course, for Giving Tuesday, you know, several of our radio stations across the state are encouraging folks to support some of your favorite local charitable or service organizations. And here with Montana Talks, we wanted to show some extra love on the radio to our friends with the Montana-based Warriors in Quiet Waters. And so we got a great lineup of guests who are going to join us for this WQW Radiothon here over the next hour. We do have a $10,000 matching gift from an anonymous donor. And so, at any point throughout the morning here, if you want to generously give to Warriors in Quiet Waters, you can do so. WQWF.org is the website. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Warriors in Quiet Waters, well, what do they do? Well, when you think of WQW, you think of Wounded Warriors, you think of fly fishing, but hey, they've also done some ice fishing experiences near Malta, Montana, and now they've got a new Hunt for Purpose program that's just incredible. How did they start? Well, retired Marine Corps Colonel Eric Hastings is one of the founders of Warriors in Quiet Waters, and he just has an incredible story if you ever get a chance to meet him in person. I read one right up here, talked about how when he returned to Montana to a nation decades from diagnosing post-traumatic stress, he went straight to the water. So he gets home from Vietnam, he goes straight to the water, ties a fly to a line, casts out into the river. The river, he says, healed him. And so when we started seeing Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, several coming home wounded from, with severe injuries following combat service in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, he wanted to provide that same healing experience to them. And so it was back in, 2007 when Colonel Eric Hastings and dozens of other local volunteers right here in Montana brought the first two groups of traumatically injured combat veterans to Bozeman, Montana, and here for Warriors in Quiet Waters. We've got a great lineup of guests that are going to be joining us here throughout the hour. Coming up after the break, we're going to catch up with James Hedges, who is the volunteer manager for Warriors in Quiet Waters. And then one of those great volunteers, she's volunteered as one of the moms for Warriors in Quiet Waters at the Quiet Waters Ranch. She lives in Kalispell. Lynn Weidinger is going to join us here on the show as well. And got a chance to meet her while I was there volunteering for Warriors in Quiet Waters back in June. We're going to talk about their Hunt for Purpose program and so much more. Some great veterans joining us later in the hour as well. In the meantime, before we get to our guests here right after the break, if you can give on this Giving Tuesday, go to WQWF.org/donate. And, hey, even if you can't donate financially, well, you can go to the same website and find out how you can donate your time as well. Back with Montana Talks right after this.
My fellow Montana.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, thanks to Tim and Savage for a $100 donation to Warriors in Quiet Waters. Big thanks. That means a lot, and that will be matched. We've got a $10,000 anonymous donor match to match your donations. WQWF.org is how you can support what they do at Warriors in Quiet Waters. You know, I talked about, whether it's financial support or donating your time, there's plenty of ways that you can help them support these warriors. They get the chance to come here to Montana, whether it's fly fishing, ice fishing, hunting, you name it. James Hedges is with us now. James Hedges is the volunteer manager for Warriors in Quiet Waters. And James, I got to tell you, man, I think I got way more out of the experience being a volunteer back in June than I think I got more out of the program than I gave to the program, because it was just incredible just tagging along. And you did such a great job making the whole thing happen.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here. Yeah, it's amazing. More often than not, we have everybody involved with these experiences coming out of it saying, I don't know who got more out of this experience. It's extremely meaningful. One of the most amazing things is that that warriors say is that total strangers who had no idea who I am, we all came together. And at the beginning of the week, we didn't know each other, but by the end of the week, we were family, and they're welcomed into the Warriors and Quiet Waters family. And it's a really big collection of people who are just putting their heart and soul into giving back to each other.
It was kind of funny, too, because we had a 3-star general who was driving the van, driving people out, you know, to the fishing hole that we were going to be at for the day. Now, we didn't tell anybody he was a 3-star general, although I think the intel got leaked out one way or another. But all we knew is Mark was driving the van for the day. So there's plenty of different volunteer opportunities, you know, whether you're, you know, whether you want to be one of the moms or the dads cooking in the kitchen, or you want to be out, you know, carrying some of the gear for the Warriors on the fishing hole, or like the general driving the van.
Yeah, we have a range of opportunities in supporting our week-long experiences. One of them is companions for our initial fly fishing experiences. Companions are people who basically their key goal is to build a sense of closeness, to listen, to help break down barriers by just being present, being an empathetic individual. So companions are just phenomenal people to have that shared experience. They get paired up with a warrior or a participant along with their professional fishing guide for the week, because a lot of people say, hey, do I have to have any fishing experience to be able to come be a volunteer for a week? And the answer is no. So we have companions, and they just do a phenomenal job of building connections. And then you have your moms and dads who are basically teams of 3 to 4 people, and they just make the ranch feel like home. Think about it in your own homes, where many times you have just phenomenal conversations around meals or while meals are being prepared. So the ranch is just one of the most welcoming locations. And regardless of what experience it is, we have a range of volunteer opportunities. And you spoke to Mark and what his role is. He was one of the team lead, assistant team leads for the week. We tend to take our more experienced volunteers and groom them for those opportunities, since they kind of know how the week goes. And they help just make sure that we stay on schedule, everybody has what they need. So we have a phenomenal range of opportunities for people to volunteer on week-long experiences.
Yeah, well, that was one of my things, too, before, you know, I volunteered. Was I was like, guys, I don't know anything hardly about fly fishing. You know, I mean, the little fishing that I have done, you know, I grew up in eastern Montana, and if we catch a fish, we're keeping that sucker. We're not throwing it back. And so, you know, didn't have the fly fishing background, but you guys were like, hey, that's okay, because we want them to talk to the fishing. We have, you know, experienced fishing guides out there. Let them be the guide. You just be there to tag along and help out. So I was more than happy to do that part. But yeah, just an incredible experience. One of those volunteer opportunities we mentioned is being one of the volunteer moms. And on the phone lines with us from Kalispell right now is a great lady, and we're going to hear from her brother later in the hour as well, one of the veterans who's gone through the program. But Lynn Weidinger lives in Kalispell. She's been one of the volunteer moms for several of these fishing experiences. And Lynn, thanks for all you do, and tell us what's it like for you being one of the volunteer moms, especially coming from a military family.
It's one of the coolest things I've done. I look forward to it every year. And it's interesting that today is Giving Tuesday, because my involvement with Warriors and Quiet Waters started when my brother donated to the program for my Christmas present back in 2014.
Oh, wow.
And then he signed up to be a volunteer companion. And then he was like, he called me on his way home from that, and he's like, Lenny, I found the perfect job for you. Come be a mom. So since 2016... I've done that, and it's incredible.
One of the things, and I got to see you and some other great volunteer moms and dads that were there earlier this summer when I got the chance to volunteer. And as a volunteer, we got to enjoy the great meals as well. But what I saw it as is meeting people like you. To me, it was like getting a chance to meet the people that sent us care packages while we were overseas. We got to see the people that were sending us the support while we were over in Iraq or Afghanistan. And that's how impactful that was, is that it's like, wow, these were the people that were back home sending us all the care packages, sending us all the great treats. And so it really powerful, I thought, to see those volunteers there.
Yeah, Yes, and it's incredible that Warriors and Quiet Waters has the opportunity for moms and dads to be there to cook, because for me, it's my way to give back and say thanks. And I know a lot of other moms that I've worked with have said the same thing.
And you've gotten to meet some incredible service members, men and women, over those years of volunteering as well, and hear just some of their stories and just build some lifelong friendships. Well, stand by. We'll talk more with James Hedges and Lynn Weidinger right after this quick break. And then we're going to talk with her brother, the retired Command Sergeant Major, as well a little bit later.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're doing our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon here on this Giving Tuesday. If you go to MontanaTalks.com, I've got an address if you want to mail a check, a donation to Warriors in Quiet Waters. We've got the address posted there. Or if you just go to WQWF.org/donate, you can donate right now. In fact, very cool. I'm seeing more donations coming in to meet that $10,000 match. I mentioned, let's see, Ann and Chris gave over $5,000. Lori, same thing. William, $500. Mark, $250. The Montana Military Vehicle Club, $200. Connor gave a special shout-out to Ali Ramirez. She's got an incredible story. She's on the board for Warriors in Quiet Waters. Molly, $52. Kathleen, $25. Thanks for those generous contributions. Before we get back to James and Lynn here, Darren Gobb in Helena is on the phone lines and wants to give a shout-out to Warriors in Quiet Waters. Darren, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Aaron, yeah, thanks so much for having me on, and I do love Warriors in Quiet Waters as an organization, and as a guy who runs a global, national, and local organization whose names I won't mention due to the fact that this is focused on Warriors in Quiet Waters, just wanted to emphasize the fact that, veteran organizations, nonprofit organizations who are doing good things have difficulty raising funds to do those missions, especially if it's all volunteer like the ones I work with, so I appreciate you giving Warriors in Quiet Waters and the veterans some attention this morning. As a 7 combat tour veteran from all over the Middle East and other locations, I can tell you it is a hard deal, but it's a much appreciated exposure. Thank you.
Hey, no, that's right. No, great point. Thanks for calling in. By the way, we have no problem promoting other organizations. We're showing some extra love to Warriors in Quiet Waters here, but I know you've got Restore Liberty and some other organizations you're a part of. And so, no, happy to give other shout-outs here as well. Because you're right. I mean, I think I've heard it said that Americans donate more money to dog shelters than they do to veterans organizations. More money to dog shelters than they do to veterans. Now, we all love our pets, but seriously? And then on top of that, look at what's been going on in higher education of late in the middle of this Israel-Hamas war. And I know, Darren, you were on Fox News last week talking about that. Look at some of these higher educational institutions. Why do they get more money in their endowments than our veterans organizations? So anyway, there's my rant as well. That's why it's a great opportunity for you to either support Warriors in Quiet Waters or other veterans organizations out there on this Giving Tuesday. Back to Lynn Weidinger, who's volunteered several fishing experiences as a mom, one of the volunteer cooks. Lynn, that's not easy duty. You guys are practically pulling all-nighters. You're in there at 3, 4 in the morning getting these meals ready before all the fishermen and women get out and go fishing.
Some mornings we are, and I guess I just look at it as our way of pouring love into our warriors.
I kind of gave this analogy where meeting the volunteer moms that were cooking the meals reminded me it was like getting to meet the people that sent you the care packages while you were overseas, and so that was just powerful. The other thing that I thought was powerful is, okay, so let's say it's Wednesday morning, and everybody's getting in their fishing guide's pickup truck, or they're getting in the van, and they're loading up all their gear, and you got, 4 vehicles lined up. Everybody's checking their gear, making sure they have everything. To me, it reminded me of getting ready to go out on patrol in Iraq or Afghanistan. You're getting your gun trucks ready. You're checking. You're making sure your guns are, you know, ready to roll. You got your ammo. You're fueled up. All that, right? And but then as we roll out, here's these moms waving at you on the way out.
Yep, we gotta send you off with love and have a great day. And you know, it's like, remember going to grandma's house and grandma's out there waiting. She can't wait to get the hug from you. And then when you're leaving, she's, you know, waving away. And it's just, I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. My way to give back to these great people and send them off and have a wonderful day and receive them back. And I know from my brother's first experience as being a companion, that's one of the things he talked about. Meant so much, even just to him as a companion, but what it meant to the warriors also.
Oh, and you could see it on their faces, how impactful it was when you guys were there greeting them with a hug in the morning, greeting them with a hug and some incredible meals when they got back from a day of fishing as well. Well, Lynn Weidiger, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for your volunteering, especially on this Giving Tuesday. Great to hear from you. I've got to free up a phone line here for one of our next guests to be able to call in and join us. We're going to hear from Claire Gilbert here. A Navy veteran who works for Warriors in Quiet Waters now, here in a few minutes as well. James Hedges, we're telling folks about these incredible volunteer opportunities, but it's kind of a good problem to have. You have an incredible list. You have a surplus list of volunteers right now. Additionally, I know you have a surplus list of warriors who want to benefit from one of these fishing experiences or in one of these programs. But that's where these donations can come in, be so important today is that the more donations that can come in, that means the more fishing experiences or hunt for purpose programs you can provide to meet those needs and to be able to pack more volunteers in there as well.
Absolutely. We are in the process of planning our 2024 season. We only have so many weeks that we can program and so many opportunities for somebody to volunteer during a week-long event. And so the dollars that you give help to support those weeks and help to build that engine for us to try and put more events and weeks on the books to get more warriors and their loved ones through the program. So I still want to encourage people to go to warriorsinquietwaters.org. Go to support our mission, volunteer. You can volunteer, sign up to volunteer. You can also go to the bottom of any of our web pages, and you can drop me a line, send me a note, ask me questions. We absolutely want and need that. Yet at the same time, if you might not be able to take an entire week off, the gift of your dollars helps to support the meals at the ranch, helps to support the maintenance of the ranch, help to support the planning and coordination of the events, because one of my jobs is to make sure that all the volunteers are set up for success. The dollars also end up going to being able to expand the programmatic. So while you might not necessarily be able to give your time, you can give the gift of the dollars, and that's one of the most phenomenal ways to say thank you, because when you give those dollars to Warriors in Quiet Waters, we turn those around and put those to use in serving our veterans, our post-9/11 combat veterans, and their loved ones.
All right, and again, you can donate right now, WQWF.org, WQWF.org, on this Giving Tuesday. James Hedges, thanks for what you do for Warriors in Quiet Waters and for our veterans, and thanks for being with us here this morning. Great to catch up with you, and again, great job running the program when I got a chance to volunteer earlier this summer. Let's see, next up on the phone lines, we mentioned, Lynn Weidiger was mentioning her brother, and how he got her involved in being one of the volunteer moms at Warriors in Quiet Waters. Well, let's now turn to her brother, retired Command Sergeant Major Larry Weidiger. And Larry, it's always great to catch up with you. I know some of our listeners have gotten a chance to hear your story before and how you got involved first with Warriors in Quiet Waters. But let's fast forward a little bit. Now you are actually the program facilitator for Warriors in Quiet Waters and really helping to transform the program to a whole new level where now you've got this new Hunt for Purpose program as well.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to sit here and talk about Warriors in Quiet Waters.
especially now that I have the opportunity to work for them. But the what Brian Gilman's vision when he came on board 3 years ago has turned into, it started with Hunt for Purpose and then morphed into Built for More. And already we are looking at how we can improve the program for next year's Warriors that we are serving. Just yesterday I sat down with a focus group of individuals that have gone or are currently in the Built for More process and Hunt for Purpose program to see how we can improve the program for next year. So we are delivering the absolute best program that meets our Warriors' needs.
Yeah, and one of the things, you know, in talking with retired Colonel Brian Gilman, who's the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters, he's a Butte, Montana native, and, you know, he understands how the healing experience that fly fishing can be, but also just getting out walking, you know, hiking in the mountains on an elk hunt, even if you don't get an elk, just the experience being out there alone, the positive impact that can make, did it for him when he came home after multiple deployments, right? I kind of think of this Hunt for Purpose program like, not only are you outfitting these warriors with the hunting gear for an archery elk hunt, not only are you training them for the hunt and giving them some of those tools, but it's really kind of like a leadership seminar. It's like a personal growth seminar all rolled into one. And when these warriors hit the ground, they have already got some of these connections. And so they're able to have much more impactful conversations and growth throughout the program.
Absolutely. You know, one of the key things is we bring people together virtually online before they ever come here in person. And then so when they get here in person, they have already established those connections. There's already a trust there. I like to say what used to happen on day 3 or 4 last year now happens on day 1. So these guys have these connections and they are much more comfortable and they are willing to go through this and be open and be vulnerable and share their experiences. And not only that, but talk about their future, because that's really what this program is about. We are equipping them with tools so they can go forward and live a thriving life. And it's a lifelong adventure. I went through Hunt for Purpose last year. I did not harvest an elk during my hunt. You fast forwarded a year, I went out hunting with my companion from the program last year, and I was able to harvest the hunt. But to be able to sit there and do that with my companion from Warriors in Quiet Waters on our own time was like, it was like unfinished business. But I got to
just an incredible opportunity. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here. Again, donate WQWF.org.
This is Where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
An Illinois jury found that several of the nation's major poultry and egg producers conspired to limit America's supply of fresh eggs in order to raise prices in a case that began in a federal lawsuit 12 years ago. Several large food manufacturing companies in the lawsuit filed in 2011 said producers used various means to limit the U.S. domestic supply of eggs to increase the price of eggs and egg products during the 2000s. The jury found the egg suppliers exported eggs to reduce the overall supply in the domestic market and limited the number of chickens available for laying eggs.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
The last weekly crop progress report of the year was released yesterday by USDA, and as we look to the condition of the 2024 winter wheat crop, just 5% of the crop was rated poor here in Montana, 37% fair, 21% good, and 37% of the winter wheat crop was rated excellent. I'm Lane North.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is Where Montana Talks.
This is not just a one and done kind of program. That's what we're going to talk about next here with retired Sergeant Major Larry Weidinger, Army veteran who first went through the program as a warrior himself, going through Warriors in Quiet Waters, and is now working on the staff to help his fellow veterans. Again, we're doing our Giving Tuesday Radiothon here, WQWF.org/donate. We've got a $10,000 match, so your dollars will be matched up to $10,000. So if you can donate today, awesome anonymous donation that came in here this morning, and several folks stepping up and donating, which is just incredible. Yeah, Larry Weidinger, I want to go back to you here. You know, making the point that how this program is now transforming and kind of taking things to the next level. Last year when we did this first radiothon with Warriors in Quiet Waters, I thought Colonel Brian Gilman, he was really good to make the point. You know, I was saying last year, hey, it's more than just a fishing trip, right? There's this, there's that, there's this, yep, there's that. But he was really wise to make the point that, hey, I don't want to downplay the significance of the fishing experience itself or the hunting experience. Is that it really does, just like Colonel Eric Hastings, one of the Warriors in Quiet Waters founders, when he came back from Vietnam, it was the fishing that was the healing experience for him. So that in itself is transformational for so many of our post 9/11 veterans. But what you're finding is that you can now take it to a whole nother level. So I think that's kind of an important point about this not being just a one and done experience, right?
Absolutely. You know, as we are going through the applications for next year's programs right now, there's a bunch of responses in there to the question of why do you think you are right for, or why do you think Built for More program is right for you? There is a ton of responses that speak to, hey, I am glad that this is not just a one and done program. This thing is, I want this program because it is there to Warriors in Quiet Waters is there long after this 1 5-day period where I come to Montana is here. You know, we bring them at the front and we bring them at the end of their program, give them two completely different experiences. And then we, have our alumni engagement program that is there for them to help them with tools, to give them speakers, to conduct regional events in their area so they can continue to build those connections, be a part of this Warriors in Quiet Waters family that we have from now until it is no longer useful to them.
For the hunters out there, what kind of gear are you outfitting them with? Because, you know, when the Warriors show up for the fishing experience, you got Sims deer, waders, all sorts of stuff, right? What are you outfitting them with for the hunting gear?
Man, we have a great set of local supporters. The outfitter or the clothing gear, Sitka, is absolutely phenomenal. They come out and not only help us provide outstanding gear, some of the best gear that you will ever have, but they get one of their executives to come out and explain how their gear works, how you can work it together. We have Randy Newberg, who's a well-known hunter across the nation due to his videos that comes out and speaks to us. He has made connections with other companies like Leupold that come in and provide us gear. And then we have a great connection with a local archery shop, Street Six Archery, that those guys are absolutely phenomenal. They are the ones that help us provide the bows. Then they bring us into their shop and open it up early before business hours to train and practice and educate us.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so much great support from folks in the business community. I know Anthem Snacks, they are based in Bozeman, and they give a percentage of their, you know, proceeds from their jerky and other snack sales. They donate a percentage back to Warriors in Quiet Waters. And big deal, I mean, they just got announced as the official jerky of the UFC. So getting some nationwide attention there. And they've got Green Beret and EOD veterans that started and run that company right here in Montana. So incredible story. and other businesses that do the same thing. All right, Larry, hold that thought. We'll come back to you here. A couple other guests that we want to welcome onto the program here. Next up, we've got Bethany West joining us from Bozeman. And I got to meet Bethany and then another female veteran at the Warrior Taste Fest in Bozeman this year, back in August. And Bethany, it's kind of funny. You and I were joking during the break. This is typical of a lot of female veterans, as I understand it. I had a female veteran join us and talk about her book on Veterans Day. And so this is kind of a typical story that if somebody saw you walking down the street in Bozeman or met you at an event, they would not assume you are a military veteran. They would think, oh, this young lady must have just graduated college, must work for a tech company here in Bozeman or something like that. They would not assume, no, she's a military veteran and she's the vice commander of the American Legion in Bozeman. Anyway, Bethany, great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, 10% of all the overall veteran population is made up of women veterans, and it's easy to overlook them, but we're still here, we're still serving our communities, and I'm happy to represent not only veterans of the Gallatin Valley, but also women veterans as well.
You were telling me sometimes you'll show up at meetings and you're there as the vice commander for the American Legion for Post 14, but people won't assume you're the veteran. I've heard that from so many of the female veterans over time. They'll assume you're a spouse or a friend or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an easy assumption to make, especially when you have such a huge veteran population that served in Vietnam or some of our conflicts that happened in the past where women made up an even smaller minority of the overall veteran population. So it's really important to remember female veterans and make sure that we're recognizing their service and all that they've given to our country.
That's right. You actually went through the Hunt for Purpose program, and you were telling me how, I mean, not only is it an incredible training opportunity from an elk archery hunting standpoint, kind of like a leadership seminar, but you kind of reinforced what Larry was telling us about how, because of the way the program is designed, these veterans get to know each other. And when you hit the ground running, it's not just from an elk hunting standpoint, it's from a transformational standpoint, from a conversational standpoint as well.
That's right. After my transition out of the military, I definitely lost that sense of community that I had, where you have a family no matter where you go, no matter where you land, no matter where you are deployed or where you get stationed, you have a family. And after leaving the military, I lost that sense of community. But it was something that was remarkable, that really blew me away going through the Hunt for Purpose program, is that immediate connection and that sense of community that I gained. And that's really what helped me thrive in the Built for More program. It really helped me in a very personal way. These donations changed lives, frankly, and they changed my life. When I transitioned, I was in a very dark place, losing that community, losing my identity. But through programs like Built for More, finding a community again with my fellow veterans who have experienced those similar things, and being able to meet people like Katie, who went through the Hunt for Purpose program with me, other female veterans, I was really able to get back on that path that I was on in the military of resiliency and grit, and have a path forward to continue that with purpose and identity. And it's been absolutely remarkable.
One of the things I've consistently heard and I've gotten to see now since I started volunteering as a National Advisory Board member for Warriors in Quiet Waters is they're a gold standard. There's lots of great veterans organizations out there, lots of great, you know, groups doing different things. But this group, this organization really is a gold standard, a nationally renowned organization. Point being is that when you donate to Warriors in Quiet Waters on Giving Tuesday, you know that your money is being put to good use and is being well managed. Did you kind of see that from your just going through the program standpoint?
Oh, absolutely. Everything is so well thought through. The Built for More program the Hunt for Purpose program, as well as the fishing experiences. You can tell that there have been experts and research done, and there's research all along the way, and we see it. We have to do surveys before, during, and after our experiences to really track. So data really informs a lot of the decisions that are made within this organization. Not only that, you just see the amount of thought and research that goes into the decisions that are made by Warriors in Quiet Waters to deliver, like you said, a gold standard program that actually not only works for veterans during the experience, but has long-lasting impacts.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Back right
over .com. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Giving Tuesday here in Montana, our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon continues here with just a few minutes left this hour of the show. Tomorrow on Montana Talks, Attorney General Austin Knutson is going to join us for a few minutes, and then we'll have the phone lines open to anything and everything you want to talk about on Wednesday's program. But yeah, a few minutes left here as we continue our WQW Radiothon. Again, the website, if you can contribute and help us meet that $10,000 match, go to WQWF.org. Next up on the program here, Claire Gilbert is a U.S. Navy veteran, and her title is the Director of Warrior Experience at WQW. Claire, you had a cool career in the U.S. Navy. You were a helicopter pilot. I remember meeting you in Bozeman here recently.
That's right. Thanks so much for having me, Aaron. Yeah, I flew helicopters off of the carrier, the Eisenhower, for 10 years. And luckily, when I got out, I was fortunate enough to come across Warriors in Quiet Waters, and then even more fortunate that I was able to start working here and continue working with the communities that I love, which includes veterans. And I'm just so excited to be here representing Warriors in Quiet Waters.
What was it like flying helicopters, especially off of, you know, part of a carrier strike group, something like that?
I always say that there is absolutely nothing like standing on the flight deck of a carrier and just witnessing naval aviation in action. There's truly nothing like it. It's just absolute adrenaline, and to be a small part of that was a total honor.
Do you still fly from time to time?
I actually don't fly, but I do. I have two sisters who are also in the Navy, and one's still flying as well. So kind of a cool family thing.
That's very cool. Well, now you're the Director of Warrior Experience at WQW. What type of experience are you trying to deliver?
Similar to what Bethany was discussing, we want an absolute gold standard experience, and we want to make sure that our veterans come in, feel like they're in a safe space, like we are going to take care of them, and that we're going to provide them with all of the tools and resources that they need to do the work on themselves to really find purpose and find a thriving life. And I really enjoyed how you were speaking about how nature underpins all of that, you know, in ensuring that we try to instill in them an appreciation for, you know, the natural resources that we have, getting out there so that that purpose-driven journey can work in the background as your mind is going and you're focused on these nature activities. All of those amazing impacts that nature and being immersed in the environment can have allow that journey to just solidify and have long-lasting impacts.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting. I was talking with Allie Ramirez. She's one of the board members. She's been a board member for WQW now for about 6 years. She was a Russian linguist in the Navy, an intelligence analyst. Then she worked for the State Department, a diplomat working in multiple embassies. She's been shot at. She was, at one point, she was abducted during her career. And yet she continues to give back. And it's like, and she talked about how she felt it was important to give back. And I'm like, wow, why is the woman who was shot at and abducted, why does she feel the need to give back to the community? It's the community that should feel more compelled to give back to her. But, I guess because you've seen how bad it is everywhere else in the world, you're even more thankful for what everybody does back here in Montana to make this and keep this such an incredible place.
Sure. Yeah, Allie is an absolutely incredible person, and we're so lucky to have her as, you know, part of the Bozeman and Warriors in Quiet Waters community. And, you know, people like her and all of the veterans who work here at Warriors in Quiet Waters, it's really, really important to us to make sure that we are leading our community of veterans all over the nation to finding a thriving life and continuing to serve. The really cool thing is, you know, we call it built for more for a reason. You know, you're built for more than just your service in uniform. And we really want to try to make sure that we're providing avenues for warriors to continue going out and serving their communities in whatever way serves them best.
That's right. Well, Claire Gilbert, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for you and your family's service, a continued service in the military as well. We've got some more donations that have come in for Warriors in Quiet Waters here on Giving Tuesday. Mary, $104. Mike and Kim, $104. Paul, $260. Allie, $100. Clay, $519. Robert and Jean, $79. Vicky, $26. Proper Insurance, $104. Harry, $519. And Tim, $104. Again, thanks to everybody for donating. You can keep giving all day on Giving Tuesday here. And whether it's to Warriors in Quiet Waters or to another charitable organization, great, great opportunity to give back today. Let's see. We got about a minute to go here. Retired Sergeant Major Larry Weidinger, I was thinking about everything we're talking about when it comes to supporting our warriors, our post-9/11 veterans. This can really, everything you're teaching and learning can apply to every other aspect. It can apply to the farm and ranch community, somebody who might be recovering from a traumatic situation, right?
Absolutely. We have such a wide variance of people who come through and what they need and what they're doing in life and how they want to use the Build for More program. But one of the cool things I've seen is people will come in and they will start talking about, like Bethany was, you know, when she got out, she was missing that connection, right? There are people that are talking about they have a loss of identity, but by the end of the program, they're like, you know what? I'm secure in my identity now, but now I want to go off and focus on this other piece.
That's right.
My life.
That's right. Well, big thanks to everybody at Warriors in Quiet Waters. Again, check out the website.